AM 560. You're listening to The Entrepreneur's Edge with your hosts, Mark and Tom.
Hey, we're back. It's Mark Imperial.
And I am Tom Rebar on AM 560. You are listening to The Entrepreneur's Edge.
We have a very special guest joining us in the studio. You've all been waiting for this. One of the top LinkedIn experts of the world. His name's J.D. Gershbein. He's the CEO of Owlish Communications. And he's a full immersion LinkedIn profile writer, a LinkedIn trainer, LinkedIn workshop facilitator, and he's nationally known as a LinkedIn speaker expert. Now, since 2006, JD has enlightened thousands of professionals on the astonishing potential of LinkedIn. And still many folks listening are probably going, what the heck is that? How is it so astonishing? So, JD, welcome to the show.
Gentlemen. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm just thrilled about this because LinkedIn is something that I have to admit that I neglect. So, you know, first of all, tell me a little bit about this Owlish Communications. Where did that come from?
Well, I find a lot of joy in studying the owl and her behavior. And when it came time to name my company, I was more into the Owlish Communications sound, the cacophony of the sound. Many companies have gone after predatory birds to name their companies, but the owl, revered for its historical significance and, yes, wisdom, thought it would be a good name. And I just dig the owl.
That I love owls. Owls are like the coolest bird.
Who doesn't like an owl?
Can you have an owl as a pet?
You wouldn't want to.
I don't want to waste time here. We'll talk later on a break because I do want to know that. I like toucans too and iguanas. But hey, JD, let's get to LinkedIn right now. Tell me about LinkedIn. How dumb it down, first of all, because we're talking to a lot of folks, a lot of our listeners, and a bunch don't know LinkedIn yet. So give me a little 101 on LinkedIn. What's it about?
LinkedIn is a social media or social networking website devoted to the pursuit of commerce. It is the largest professional network in the world. As I sit here before this microphone today, we're approaching 85 million members, very close to tipping that. And sometime within 2011, first quarter, I imagine we'll be close to 100 million users worldwide. Fully established on all continents, 200 plus industries, market segments well defined. And for the entrepreneur, it's very difficult to find someone who hasn't had exposure by this time to LinkedIn and the merits of representing on it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, the audience, is it mostly entrepreneurs? Is it mostly career professionals? Or who's the makeup of the users?
Many people feel that LinkedIn has branded as a job search site where people will approach me all the time and say, do you work with individuals in transition to help them get jobs? Well, the answer is yes. And I have secured dream positions for some of my clients. But the job search is just one functionality. For the entrepreneur, it is the place online to cultivate and manage relationships and drive your dream forward.
Yeah, tell us about that. For the entrepreneur listening today right now, these are our folks. What is their greatest benefit? How do they benefit from using LinkedIn on a regular basis?
Since I got into practice doing full immersion LinkedIn work, I have touted LinkedIn as a relationship accelerant, which means it gets us to know, like, and trust at a quicker rate than we could achieve in the outside world. Now, what does that mean if you're an entrepreneur? Well, the entrepreneurial adventure is about building relationships and getting relationships to that point to drive forward and have the impetus to spark the dream. LinkedIn, through its communication portals, through its ability to create branded content, allows you the ability to get into the minds and positive perceptions of people who control the purse strings, who can work with you, who can partner, who can collaborate, and really work in syncytium to drive the dream forward.
Huh. So could you give me sort of a snapshot of like an actual success story of a business owner, an entrepreneur using LinkedIn? How do they make money with it?
Well, there's plenty of ways to monetize LinkedIn, and all of the activities that you do on LinkedIn, and I don't want to get ahead of the game and jump the gun moving from background right into this type of strategic platform, but in essence, when you're on LinkedIn and you're studying the landscape and you're seeing what your professional network is doing, you glean information from it and you store that information. And in my keynote message, I always talk about knowledge as being power, but applied knowledge is dollars. So as you learn about your network, as you survey the landscape, as you see what's out there in terms of your own entrepreneurial opportunity, you're meeting the people. You're advancing conversations. You're getting to a more relaxed form of exchange quicker, better, and more profoundly. And that leads to the off LinkedIn conversation, oftentimes leading to a very fast business dialogue, which leads to the anticipated outcome of monetizing.
Okay, so advancing relationships using LinkedIn for the business owner. Give us a success story for like the career folks, professionals that are using it. You have a couple of those?
I do. I'm a content provider. I know we wanted to talk a little bit about the background, but I'm a marketing communications guy who saw a niche in the business landscape. I stumbled upon LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of individuals in business, I was at an event and a couple of fellas had it on their laptop and I leaned in and said, "What the heck is that?" "Well, it's a website called LinkedIn," and create an account that night, started to work with it. And before long, I had branded as the go-to guy and started answering questions for people and started directing them toward the places they needed to be on LinkedIn.
Right,
specific story to come.
I've got so many cool questions that come to mind with that. And after the break, let's dig deeper. All right, JD. So we'll be right back with more JD Gerspein, Entrepreneur's Edge.
Hello, it's Tom and Mark of the Entrepreneur's Edge.
If you're in business, you've probably heard of the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Would you like to discover the one big secret Hill reveals in the book that business leaders like Bill Gates and Warren Buffett attribute to their success?
That big thing is surrounding yourself with a very carefully chosen, elite group of high achievers, what Napoleon Hill calls the power of the mastermind group.
The Entrepreneur's Edge facilitates the Midwest's premier mastermind groups, the fastest shortcut to dramatically grow your business, where members share what's working, help you avoid costly mistakes, and turn big ideas into best practices fast.
It's all about speed and sharing insider secrets to get you an edge in the marketplace. If you want to get the Entrepreneur's Edge Mastermind formula, leave us a message toll free at 888-595-6464. Call us 888-595-6464 or visit businessedgemastermind.com.
AM 560. Now, more of the Entrepreneur's Edge with your hosts, Mark and Tom.
Hey, it's Mark Imperial, and we're back.
We are ready to go. JD, I can't wait to get into this conversation. This is so exciting because so few people really know even how to spell LinkedIn.
Yeah, on the break, you were telling me a little bit about, the marketing conversation and the, unique value propositions and personal branding and how you can do that through LinkedIn. Can you expand on that?
Tom, the correct spelling of LinkedIn, by the way, is one word with the second I capitalized.
Oh.
There you have it.
I was never that good at
an
spelling.
An FYI, folks.
Personal is that I capitalized too? Okay, sorry.
The personal branding piece is my sweet spot. I bring a lot of neuroscience into my LinkedIn work with clients because what we're trying to do, the way that entrepreneurs can be in front of the people they need to be in front of, is to have a great personal brand. They must command their brand, and you must command your brand. And that is through content, and that is through the positive perceptions, the favorable associations that visitors to a LinkedIn profile can glean when they finally do access your profile. I have sat with entrepreneurs. My great success story is there was a particular entrepreneur who was for years a consultant in the tech sector who had some great ideas of marketing a technology consulting practice and a tangible data storage product. We sat with him for a good couple of hours, literally showed him where the people he needed to meet were on LinkedIn. We spoke about LinkedIn groups. I showed him how to get recommendations in the LinkedIn space that would drive positive perception. And we literally put him in front of the angel investors who went on to fund his project.
Got it. Now I'm seeing the big picture here and the vision. And when you talked about personal branding, that I'm totally congruent with that because I look at that as like building your own personal business celebrity, if you will. And that is very congruent with that.
You were talking about coming up with exquisite marketing conversations in your first segment, which I thought was extremely valuable. You're trying to do the same thing on LinkedIn. Your actions on LinkedIn will drive your outcome. And if you have great content on your LinkedIn profile so that when people do access you, they see what they should see and know that they're in the right place to have a business dialogue with you, you are what your LinkedIn footprint says you are. If you create value and do what I call the subtle sell, and promote yourself kind of innocuously, although shamelessly. We do want to meet people on LinkedIn who can advance us in the world. That's where you really monetize the platform.
Hey, I've read Atlas Shrugged. It's all about the prime movers, okay? I'm with you. So, as I heard you describing LinkedIn, the light bulb started going off for me because there's some similarities, and I don't want to, 101 this, but how is this compared to like Facebook with the groups and that?
LinkedIn is often described as Facebook for business.
Mm.
However, with so many people now turning to Facebook to do business through the business page on LinkedIn, the fan page as it used to be called, more and more people are reaching out to potential clients and customers through Facebook, especially if the business is a little bit more social in nature, and I was doing the finger quotes there
the quotes.
In space, of course. Mm-hmm. More social businesses. You're an entrepreneur. You have a beauty salon and a day spa, and maybe you have a series of two or three of them in a geographical region. Well, you want those conversations on Facebook driving public awareness so that every woman who frequents ABC Salon is now going to at least try yours. And maybe you even coupon it on Facebook or have a link to a landing page that's all set up to drive new business. So the entrepreneur is achieving great success on Facebook, also integrating it on LinkedIn with other platforms such as Twitter, YouTube, and perhaps one of the most powerful vehicles of all, a blog.
Mm, absolutely. So are there any unique or powerful tools that LinkedIn has like an advantage of, like why somebody would want to add that to their arsenal in addition to Facebook?
Video is the most powerful disseminator of message we have. And LinkedIn does have applications where you can bring video into your profile. You can embed a LinkedIn YouTube profile onto your profile page or a profile from YouTube and import it right there, embed it right there, and that right there. I can't tell you how powerful it is, and it's a game changer for people because now not only can they read you and see you, they can hear you. People who respond better auditorily, visually, they see the video messaging. It is an enhancement of the quote-unquote elevator pitch that Tom had alluded to in the first segment, too. Also, other applications that can drive brand are the Amazon.com reading list, SlideShare, which sometimes has its failures, but is still a very viable option for PowerPoint presentations, and also the direct outbound links from the LinkedIn profile to your website. The WordPress application to get to a blog, all sorts of outbound links where what you're seeing happening here, Mark and Tom, is you're seeing that the LinkedIn profile actually becomes the hub mm-hmm. of personal branding on the internet.
Oh, wow. Okay. If you saw my eyes go cross a little bit, it's because of the so many, possibilities with LinkedIn. How would you recommend somebody get started without getting overwhelmed?
Without getting overwhelmed, I would allocate a little time to some LinkedIn research. Literally go on the site, start clicking here, there, and everywhere, which is basically how I did it. I would never tell a client to do anything that I've not done myself. So in the early stages, I just looked at the site. I took that thing out for a test drive, and I really stretched it to its limits. And then you start creating incremental bits of content, well-crafted content, branded content. Mm-hmm. And articulate your value proposition as best you can. And obviously, there are people who do outsource the content piece, and that's where me and
that's where
Alish Communications comes in.
And do you also offer like some basic training on this stuff, workshops?
Indeed, I do.
How does somebody get a hold of you?
LinkedIn workshop training. Please visit my website at www.owlishcommunications.com, and I can be reached at 847-651-8989. And
JD,
I don't have a secretary, Mark. I answer my phone.
JD, it was terrific having you on the show. Thank you so much.